Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning and welcome to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Another beautiful Saturday to talk about your home loans as you're waking up, getting back into the swing of things here in Texas. Hopefully you are able to enjoy the outdoors and the good weather we've had lately. Hopefully you've been able to get your businesses back in running shape. And
most importantly, being able to sit at the bar.
And hopefully you're able
with
to
social distancing.
Go back and support your local establishments. We are here establishing local mortgages for you, and we want to help you refinance.
We've been here.
Yeah. We've been here the whole time, helping you refinance your loan with some of the lowest refinance rates in the state of Texas. And we've seen some great rates lately. Right now we are right there in the middle of some of the best rates you've ever seen, with 15-year mortgages in the mid-2s and 30-year mortgages in the high 2s and low 3s, depending on your situation. We can take your phone call today and maybe your text. Text is good because our friend Tress here, woo, she will ask your questions.
I will.
She'll answer your questions.
No, this
she'll,
is,
ask your, no, she'll no, talk no, your no. questions.
This is the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. I am Kevin Miller, owner and CEO of TexasLending.com. We've been doing business in Dallas-Fort Worth since 1998. We've been incorporated since 2001. And we have done a lot of loans around town. And this is May. It's going to be our best month ever. I think we're going to be close to $120 million in loans funded. And in the month of May, and we're anticipating a larger June. So right now, TexasLending.com is here to help you. We are joined by Tress Collins, our trusted reader of texts.
Thank you.
And other fine household
commentaries.
Yeah. You know,
garden planner.
We can talk about,
yes,
we can talk about
purple peppers or
crafts and goods and other things like this, and things that Tress does around the house with purple plants she's growing. And then we have inappropriate Uncle Bubba, who will say things that you didn't think you'd hear in any given day.
But on a radio show.
Or things you'd want to hear.
But it'll come out, and it'll be unprovoked.
I'm so still standing.
Okay. So Bubba's here to take your phone calls as well. If you want to get a hold of our loan officers, they are at 972-387-4600. We can help you get cash out. We can help you get a refinance of your home loan. We can help you purchase a home. Our home purchases are back to 100% of normal capacity. As a matter of fact, our lead volume for home purchases was up about 15% of our normal May. So, yeah, things are pretty hot and heavy here in Texas.
Playing catch up is what they're doing.
Yeah. And so just don't play mustard. That's what I got to tell you.
I was thinking that exact same thing.
We want to help you get yourself
some
into a home purchase.
Some people are playing barbecue sauce.
We want to help you with your home purchase, your home refinance, your home equity. If you want to get a reverse mortgage, those have picked up as well. Some seniors, people older than 62 who may qualify, are getting into those reverse mortgages, and we'll have you going down that path if you'd like to talk about that. Hey, VA loans and FHA loans, we can share your questions and answer your questions for you. Again, 972-387-4600. That's how you're going to get on, get your questions answered. If you want to let us know what your current rate is on your mortgage, what your current loan amount is, how much you owe on your house, and what your credit score is, we can share with you how much money you might be able to save by refinancing. Mm-hmm. You might want to go to a 15-year or a 20-year or a 25-year mortgage. We can share with you those ideas. So, Baba, you quoted a mortgage just yesterday, a cash out loan.
Yep.
At 2.75%.
Yep.
And that was a pretty good deal. It was
2.625.
Wow. It was all said and done.
Yeah.
But that was for someone who owed less than 60% of the value of their house after getting the cash out. There are no hits to cash out loans if your loan to value is under 60% of the value of the home.
Right.
That means if you're at 80%, there are some hits to loan to value for cash outs. But there are some fantastic rates right now. If you want to consolidate debts, pay off things, maybe save $1,000 a month or more on all the payments you're making now, who knows? Everyone's got a different scenario. You all have different credit scores. You all have different incomes. You all have different loan amounts. You all might want have taxes and insurance in your mortgage, and some of you don't. So they all come with different it's like a box of chocolates, as we say.
It's like snowflakes.
You never know what you're going to get. And so that's why you got to call in and text us.
No one's the same.
So, inappropriate Uncle Bubba, what went on Friday night?
Friday night? Nothing.
Nothing. What a waste of Friday night.
Me and the missus were in the bed early watching some show on Netflix that she was watching.
You don't even know what it was.
I was out in 5 minutes.
All right.
It was Tress? Bloodline, I think, is what it was.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I saw the first season of that.
Basic or something.
I
saw the first season of Bloodline. It was really good. It was really good, and then I never watched it after that. But, Tress, what did you do last night?
Last night, I spent a good part of the night trying to get my phone to work. I thought it had died, but then they revived it somehow.
Resuscitation?
It's alive again.
How is your one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple pepper plant doing?
You know what? It is doing marvelous. Yeah. All of my peppers are coming in, and it's great because my purple pepper plant, it must have like 6 new peppers coming in. I mean, they have gone from flower bloom to like growing pepper, and it's like, so all of our other pepper plants, we have a Havasu, we have a Cajun bell, and we have a Guero pepper.
Do you have Julius pepper?
I like how you say that with a proper intonation. The Guero. How do you say that?
Aguero.
Yeah. I can't do that. I don't have the rolling tongue. It doesn't work.
You can't say Izagiri?
No, I can't say it.
I can say that.
Okay, so anyway, so you not only that, you have purple pepper plants, but you also become the connoisseur of cold coffee.
Yes.
Yeah, look at that. Wow.
Yes. Look at my beautiful cold brew. Isn't she pretty?
All right.
Yes.
Anything else you want to share? Anything new in the world of Tress?
Anything new? No. There might be a new phone in my future this weekend, but other than that,
You probably have an upgrade by just looking at it.
I know. It is over 2 years old. This phone is completely paid for, completely mine, but yeah. But I would be sad because I actually like this phone.
You have sadness for phones.
I would be sad because when you get a new phone, I mean, I back it up to the cloud and stuff, but then you have to reset everything. You have to re-enter all your passwords. It's just
you're sad about the work you have to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're not sad. If you lose the phone, you have no feelings for your phone, hopefully.
Yeah, that's true. I really don't. Although this one's really cool. It's got the white.
Do you have any feelings about the bill you have to pay every month for your phone?
No, because this one's paid off. But if I had to get a new one, my bill would go back up, and that would make me sad.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Don't they give you a free one for?
I don't know.
All right,
you just have to check it out.
Well,
I know.
Check out if you switch services.
What did you do last night, Kevin?
Yeah, I didn't get no.
I went
calls.
To sleeps.
You were tired too.
I went to sleeps. Yeah,
just after following Nate around for 2 days, right?
Yeah, you know the golf is back in swing here for the kiddos. Yeah, that's
back
great.
In swing.
I tell you what, I have seen more kids golfing. There's more people golfing now than ever. The golf courses were open. People couldn't go play baseball or basketball or football, but they could go golfing, and they did. They were golfing.
Messing
and they
with
were,
my tee times.
They were going out there like crazy. So we are as a golf tournament.
Was it like crowded?
Texas Rangers Ballpark or Texas Rangers Golf Club. They had 80 kids in this tournament between 13 and 18 years old.
Wow.
That's a big turnout.
Well, it's going to be like the Colonial when all the best pros are going to play the Colonial, you know, because they haven't had it in so long.
And every tournament this summer is pretty much booked and sold out for the kids. And so Texas is a great place to be. The AJGA, the American Junior Golf Association, where a lot of the juniors play up through graduation and high school, a lot of their tournaments are in Texas. I would say one out of every five tournaments they're holding. It looks like it's in Texas this year because it's an open state. People can come down here and play golf. So it's a good thing for Texas. Economy is back and moving. Hopefully we can keep that moving for everybody. And hopefully we can help you get in your home loan. 972-387-4600. That's the text line. We want to share with you how you can save money on your home. With rates being at all-time lows, TexasLending.com, we have some of the, if not the lowest rates in Texas. People are astonished with the rates we quote. They say, really? Because your bank is probably quoting 0.25% higher in many instances. And if someone just happens to squeeze out a lower rate than us, we're happy to match it. So make sure you call TexasLending.com. We're closing loans in about 25 days here. A lot of banks are taking 2 and 3 months now.
And I closed my lowest loan. It's 2.375. This is the lowest loan I've ever closed.
So two got closed. Now that's done. And so you, too, can get that ready for a pay-a-point origination.
That's what it was.
On a 15-year mortgage.
He wanted to do it.
Why wouldn't you? 2.375?
If he's not going to pay it off, I mean, if you're not going to refinance, and this guy, he's not going to refinance. He's retired, and he wants to get it paid off quickly. He's going to double down, and he's telling me everything that he's doing.
He's not going to refinance it again.
He wanted the lowest interest rate, and he said...
Yeah. So that's it. So you're at 2.375. If you're at 3.75 and you drop it to 2.375, you're going to save hundreds of dollars a month on your mortgage. Yeah. So make sure you call TexasLending.com or go online and apply at TexasLending.com. Man, you folks, Texans, you are just pouring it in. We are having so many people call us for home loans. It's a fantastic thing. We love saving you money and sharing these low rates with you. Make sure you call TexasLending.com. Hey, 30 years. We're quoting 30 years in the high twos for many people right now. Mm-hmm. And so you want a 30-year mortgage at 2.75 possibly if you're going to pay a point. Even lower than that if you're going to pay a point. Depending on your loan size and your amount of equity you have and your credit score, we want to share these low rates with you. 972-387-4600. Trusts are starting.
I know.
They are starting. The red dots on the screen are coming in. That's people that need to have their questions answered.
It's exciting stuff. Are you all ready?
Let's go.
Okay. This is a long question, they say. Wife with a 700 plus credit, first time buyer, $48,000 a W-2. My husband, 650 credit score, second time buyer, 1099 self-employed truck driver, did not show any profit last year. We have $15,000 in credit card debt, $25,000 tax debt and lien, but we are paying $1,400 a month in rent for a small 650 square foot apartment. Can we get a small condo, small home for less than $700 a month? No kids, wife 36, husband 45, no down payment money. Thank you in advance. It's a long question.
Wow. So it's a lot of stuff. No down payment money. Okay. So the no down payment money is going to be a challenge.
Yep.
And if you're going to get a condo for $700 a month, you're probably going to need to get something somewhere around $110,000, $120,000, somewhere in there after taxes and insurance. Everything comes
in. But you got to remember, condos come with HOAs.
Mm. Yep, you're going to have a homeowner association and all that. That'll be fun. But you know, another idea is a small townhouse. Townhouses, for everyone listening, the loan availability for townhouses is greater than the loan availability for condos.
Right.
Condos come with different guidelines, and we have to get all the information from the condo association. They have to answer a questionnaire that's about 17,000 pages long. It's called the condo questionnaire. There has to be a certain amount of ownership in the condo association. Different than townhouses. Townhouses, it's jammed together against other houses.
But
they are treated as single-family residences. They don't have any ownership requirements or condo questionnaires and these other things that go along with it. And so just for anyone listening, that's the truth. But you can get loans for condos. We can do loans for condos. I'm just saying that it's easier to get loans for townhouses or a small home. Figure $120,000. Down payment, you're going to need to find 3%, okay? Let's figure 3% in there. There are some down payment assistance programs. Many lenders aren't doing them right now. Your 650 score is going to be the one that's going to affect. The 650 score for the husband is going to have the biggest impact on your interest rates. If the 48K a year is going to qualify, I'm going to tell you that now. 48K for the wife, it says, 48K is $4,000 a month. That will definitely qualify for the loan payment that you're looking for. So you might be able to qualify with just the wife on there on a conventional loan. If you get the husband involved, especially if you're going to get some kind of a FHA loan or something, that 650 score is going to drive your rate way up.
Also, his self-employment, if he's not making any money, may drag your employee. I would say let's try to
do it with
the wife. And
they'll both go on title. They both can go on title.
Hopefully the debt's not overloaded on that.
So one of you can be on the loan. Well, both of you can be on the title for the home. And so that'll be a benefit for the family there to both have you both on title, so that if the husband can start documenting income and you ever want to get a bigger home, or maybe your home value goes up and you want to get cash out or something, then he might be able to go on the loan. There are opportunities here, and so the tax debt and lien is the one thing that it says that they have a $25,000 tax debt and lien. Now, if that leans against the husband, again, that's where some of the challenge is. So we have to take a look at that and see where that tax, debt, and lien is all about. We'll be happy to answer those questions. If you call one of our loan officers, they can look into it for you. 972-387-4600, 972-387-4600. Go online and apply, TexasLending.com. Now, you can start texting us now because we have all text lines open at 972-387-4600. Tress will start answering or start asking those questions, but we have to take a break right now. When we come back, we already have a couple lined up. We're going to answer more of your questions here on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan. We're back on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show, where we're going to answer all of your questions.
Yes.
And all of your dreams can come true. And Tress is going to ask those questions. I'm Kevin Miller, owner, CEO, and we're here with Inappropriate Uncle Bubba and Tress. And we're going to start going on these questions now. We have about six or seven questions that have arrived during the break. Get your question in now at 972-387-4600. Find out how much money you can save with a loan from TexasLending.com.
All right, here we go. It's kind of another lengthy one. This is from Gary in Forney. I bought a house 2.5 years ago for $252,000. I currently owe just a bit over $214,000. I have a current interest rate of 4.25%. Excellent credit scores, 830 when I check. Mortgage score, I guess, would be lower. I inquired about refinancing from another company and was told it wouldn't be worth it yet, to wait till January 2021 to try to get closer to getting rid of mortgage insurance. My question is, does this sound right? They were wanting to roll $10,000 in fees and prepaids. Does that sound high? Sorry for the long text.
I don't know where you talk to and what loan. It's really going to depend on what loan officer you talk to, because I don't know when you talked about refinancing. But if you're at 4.25% now on a $214,000 loan, you're going to be able to get that rate, if you go to a 15-year, down in the mid-2s. And so, yeah, that's worth it. If you still have PMI, your PMI will come off once your loan amount is at 78% of the value of the appraised value.
Right.
So if you get a new appraisal at 252, and once you get to 78% of the home value, the PMI has to come off by law. Waiting to pay it down more till it comes off you're going to be paying it now, or you're going to be paying it when you refinance. Yeah. It'll come off once it can come off. But you can start saving now on your interest rate. In a 30-year, you might be able to find what, Gary?
Yeah. I'm with no points, right at 3, APR about 3.125.
Now, you're on a $214,000 loan. If you can save yourself 1.25% on your interest, you're going to save $200 every month. On interest.
And what I would say is look at a 25-year. I've been doing a heck of a lot of 25 years for all the people that bought their home with higher interest rates back in 2018. Yeah. And they go, well, I really don't want to go back to 30. I said, well, let's do a 25. Well, they do a 25, and they're still saving $100 a month, but they knock 3 years off their loan.
Yeah. Mm. And so that's what this person might want to look into.
Yeah.
It's a great opportunity to either look at
least
that.
You've secured that low rate. You know what
now,
I'm saying?
Now, when that PMI comes off, once you get to 7, let's say you do this and you're at 83% loan to value. Well, by law, signed by Bill Clinton back in 1994, I believe it was, or 1996, one of those 2 years, the PMI has to come off of your mortgage. And when that PMI comes off your mortgage, then you'll have an even lower payment. And so, yeah, you can refinance it now. Now we have to look at your income and all that. We have to go through the refinancing steps. So that's a great opportunity for you. And make sure you call TexasLending.com. Right now, one of our loan officers can help you. If you want to talk to inappropriate Uncle Bubba, call the office right now. Ask for Gary Alexander.
You know you want to talk to him.
Yeah. Yes.
Everybody wants to talk to me.
I know,
Gary
right?
Alexander.
In fact, people call me. Is this inappropriate, Bubba?
That's right.
I'm going to change my name.
You can't do that.
To inappropriate Uncle Bubba?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great name. The IUB. Call him at 972-387-4600. Go online and apply at TexasLending.com today. Trust more questions.
Okay. Oh. $322,000 loan on a $360,000 house, 4.5%, 730 credit score, 30-year mortgage.
Do it.
Yeah,
short
look
and sweet.
It. Listen.
Do it.
So I'm going to do the math thing for everyone at home. You can do your own math in your head. If you have a $120,000 loan, 1% of interest on $120,000 is $1,200 a year. If you drop 1% on your mortgage, you'll save $100 a month. That's $1,200 a year. $100 a month in saving for every 1% you have lower on your interest rate. So that's $100 in savings every month in interest that you can save. Now, this person has a $360,000 house. A $322,000 loan, this person is going to save $250 a month in savings. Let's try dropping the rate by 1%. But wait, there's more. They might be able to get the rate to 3%.
What?
And at 3%, they're going to save, instead of $250, they're going to save $360 a month in interest, which is over $4,000 a year in interest payments.
And do it on a 25 year, so you don't have to go back, and you can pay it if you're comfortable with the payments you have now.
Call.
You'll still save money.
Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. You can do that after you refinance. You can do $350 a month. By calling TexasLending.com right now, you might want to look at a 15-year. You might want to look at a 20-year. You might want to look at the 25-year. You're going to save a ton of money. Call TexasLending.com for one of the lowest refinance rates in the state of Texas, if not the lowest rates. Call us today. Go online and apply. TexasLending.com. Tress.
All right. I'm going through a refinance. My appraisal came back over $30,000 less than last year's appraisal. My tax appraisal and recent sale comps. It's even $7,000 less than I originally bought and built the house 3 years ago. Mm. And we have done several upgrades. What happened and what can I do?
What happened?
Where
what
do
can
you
they?
Live?
I, you know, that's interesting. They have $30,000 less than last year's appraisal. That's crazy.
That's really
now,
crazy.
Now, it's dependent on what's been selling in your neighborhood.
Mm. Yeah.
And so the comps must be dependent upon other home sales which have occurred. They typically use in the last 6 months, actually the most recent sales. If it's sold in the last 3 months, they're going to use sales of homes on your street or your surrounding streets that have occurred. That's what's going to affect the appraisal value of your home. Now, if you got a home last year or a couple of years ago and the appraisal was higher, there might have been some comps that were a little bit higher. Maybe there's some distressed sales going on. Maybe people are out there, they've sold in the last couple of months, and they just had to dump their property because they lost their job or their company or whatever it was. I don't know the answer
it
to that.
It sounds very strange for this area.
And so if it's less, the question is, can you still get your refinance done? And so,
right.
So that's the question. We don't know. I don't have the answer to that. But we'll have to take a look and see what the whole scenario is. Make sure you talk to your loan officer. Ask if the loan can still get done. Don't know much about the appraisal comps, but maybe you shouldn't be painting your house black and gray because we don't like the Oakland Raiders around here, okay? The Vegas Raiders. Maybe if you painted it blue and gray, or what's the
silver?
Silver and blue and silver.
Silver and blue.
You'll have a better comp on your house, especially if you're in Arlington.
And you put a star on it.
You got to put a star on your house. No, I don't know really the answer to why their home value is going down.
I've seen that once.
Yeah.
This month. Yes.
Yes.
On a loan that was done a year ago, the appraisal came in $15,000 lower.
Yeah. So.
Wow.
And I don't know if that was a COVID-19 thing.
Now, here's another thing. Sometimes homes are built and builders go in there and they put in these, you know, I don't know. I don't know how that.
Upgrades.
Yeah. I don't know how that all works. But we do know that we can get loans done for you, and we can help you save money when you refinance. So make sure you call us, 972-387-4600. That's the line you text on, 972-387-4600. Tress.
All right. First-time home buyer on a fixed income of $1,500 a month, 730 credit score. How much of a loan can I be approved for?
What I'd like to know, what their fixed income is that Social Security income?
Sounds like it.
And the real question is, what kind of down payment do they have? And if they're on a fixed income, I'd like to know if that's Social Security or disability or where that income is. Because if it is Social Security or disability, they might be able to get it increased by 25% if it's not taxed.
Mm.
Okay, so if it's a fixed income that's not taxed because it's Social Security or disability, we can add 25% to their
so it'd
income.
Be about $1,800.
Because other people, we go off their gross income and it gets taxed. If this
right.
is their income and it's not taxed, then underwriters are allowed to increase that income by 25% just for comparing it to other apples to apples income.
0.125 is what it
is. Is it 0.12? Is it 0.125 now?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So it's yeah, and so it's.
It's about $1,800 is what it would be on Social Security.
So that.
But then do they factor in all your any other debts that you have on your credit report?
Now you might be able to afford maybe if you take 33% of that income, if it can get grossed up, you might be able to get about a $100,000 property. Because that'll come in with a payment somewhere around $600, you know. $600 like that. Depends on what the taxes are on the property, $600 or $700 on $100,000. So, I would say if we can gross that income up, you might be able to get $100,000 property, because the interest rates are so low right now. But on your loan size though, you're gonna have a higher rate than otherwise yeah. because the loan amount's very low. But you can have I can't
call
speculate exactly. We have to take it and run it through. We got to look at the taxes and insurance are for it. You know, I was reading this
call
week
somebody how on our purchase team.
The city of Dallas was thinking about, I can't remember the city or the county, we talk about increasing the taxes,
yeah.
Property taxes.
They already did.
By 8%.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, they passed this law, and then after they passed the law, it allowed them to increase their tax by 8%. So we'll see how that all plays out.
Boy.
And that's going to affect a lot of people. That's a lot of money for a lot of people when home values are going up already, and so they were already going to get an increase just because the taxes are based on the home value. But then they're going to increase the rate by 8% on the taxes. Well, mortgage rates are right now at their all-time lows. Most of you are paying more in your taxes mm-hmm. than you are on your interest rates. For any new mortgage that someone's going to get, I'm going to say majority of people are going to be paying higher in taxes than they are on their mortgage interest. So taxes is the new thing that you got to watch out for. We used to do when your mortgage rates are at 5, 6, 7, and 8.
Shop tax.
Then interest was the thing to shop. But right now, if your rates are in the 2s and your taxes are near 3% of the loan amount, not of the loan amount, the home value, your interest is only paid on your home loan amount. So if we're going to charge you interest, it's on your loan amount. Your taxes are on the home value, which are usually higher than the loan amount. So yes, watch out for those taxes.
Yes,
they can
Tress.
Bite you. While we're saving you money on your interest, the taxes are going up. Okay, we want you to text us, 972-387-4600. We do have some questions.
We do.
Coming in, and we will answer those questions when we come back on the TexasSunny.com Mortgage Show at 105.3 The Fan. We are back on the TexasSunny.com Mortgage Show. It's always a very fine line when we're coming back off a commercial of whether inappropriate Uncle Bubba is going to be saying something inappropriate as we're coming back on the air.
I wait for him to say live. That's when I know I can't talk anymore.
We are back taking your questions at 972-387-4600. This is a mortgage show. If you just woke up or if you're not going to bed yet, but you just got home.
Good morning.
Good morning and welcome to Saturday. And we are here to talk with you about saving money when you're buying a home or refinancing or getting cash out of your home. And Tress is going to ask your questions now.
All right, here we go. I have a loan balance of $290,000 on a home valued at about $460,000. At 4%, 15 years with 14 years left with 750 credit score. Can I refinance and save money?
I just want to say,
no, you can't.
I appreciate that that person asks questions about themselves, because a lot of people say, can you refinance a home when you do this and you do that?
It's just that.
And so I like that they want to know if they can save money.
They're talking first person.
Call Inappropriate Bubba today.
The Inappropriate Uncle Bubba can help you save money. Yeah. This person has a $290,000 loan. The home is worth $460,000. They're at 4%, and they have 15 years, okay? They have 14 years left on this. They have a great credit score of 750. So they're going to get the lowest interest rate possible. Comes with credit scores above 740. They're above 740.
Probably get an appraisal waiver, too.
On their loan amount of 290, they're going to find an interest rate somewhere in the 2.5 ballpark. Okay? You're going to find a rate about a point and a half lower than you're paying now. That's nearly 40% lower than your current interest rate. You're at 4. If you go to 2.5, that's nearly 40% lower in interest on your $290,000 home. On your loan amount, if you save that 1.5%, you're going to save over $300 a month on your interest every month. You'll probably save somewhere around $330 a month or more on your...
Make the same payment that you're making now.
Yes.
You pay it off in 10 years.
Yes. You can. Yes. Now, you don't need to go to a 10-year mortgage. Go back to the 15 and just pay it off in 10. You can just pay extra interest every month. But you're going to be saving...
Extra principal.
All this money. Pay extra principal. You can save this money now, over $330 a month. That's still $4,000 a year. Here's the thing. That's money you're saving. That money you're saving doesn't have to be taxed. Like if you went and made $330 a month in your job, you're going to get taxed on it. By saving $330 a month, you'd have to go out and make $450 a month or more on your job to bring home $330 a month. So this is significant money. You can buy a parking spot at a Cowboys game from 3 miles from the stadium for $330. I mean,
that's ridiculous.
That is an amazing savings that you can make right there.
Oh my God!
You can buy three Michelob Ultras at Cowboys Stadium for $330. You can do all kinds of savings with that $330.
Wow.
Okay, so you can call TexasHunting.com, 972-387-4600. We have dozens of loan officers here, and over three dozen loan officers here. And one of them is Inappropriate Uncle Bubba, but he is here on the show with us, and he'll be happy to answer your question if you need to call and ask for Gary Alexander.
I am working after the show, so.
972-387-4600. Bubba's golf addiction has to be supported by you, the Dallas Fort Worth listener.
Right. My bad golf addiction.
Yeah. Yes, he gets his money's worth of shots out there on the golf course. And
I just bought 10 dozen balls. That'll last me maybe to the end of the year.
$330 worth?
No.
We call it the worm funeral. That's what we call it when Bubba goes golfing.
Yep.
All right.
Aw. Bless your heart. Okay. Moving on. I want to purchase a home at $400,000 with 10% down and a credit at 740. Mm-hmm. What kind of rate can I get? It's a new build.
10% down. So the loan's going to be $360,000.
I just quoted it this week.
What did you quote?
2.875.
On your $360,000 purchase right now, as of Saturday, it's not Monday yet. The world's crazy and it changes all the
Could
time.
Could change, yes.
But
it was this week.
2.87. That was without a point, wasn't it?
Uh-huh.
On a $360,000 loan with a 740 score, right now with 10% equity, TexasHunting.com's at 2.875. You can go out and scratch and claw your way somewhere to try to find another 8% on there.
The builder was given 3.499. Is what the builder was given.
3.499.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, folks, that half a percent is going to save that person so much money.
They'll never have to refinance unless they need cash.
That person would save $30,000 in interest over the life of their loan by having a 0.5% lower interest rate. So
that's crazy.
That's what you get when you call TexasHunting.com. Call us today. Our loan officers will be happy to quote you, and we can get you pre-approved with our fast-track pre-approval. And then after the fast track pre-approval, you'll have your loan ready to go when you go out there and get that contract.
All right.
Tress.
You ready? I love this question. I actually know part of the answer to this question. We have a USDA loan, and we were wondering if we could take cash out and how.
And how, Bubba.
And how.
And
well,
how
much equity do you have? Because there's not a USDA cash out loan.
There are no government insured cash out loans
in Texas. The only state.
You can't do a VA cash out or an FHA cash out or a USDA cash out.
It has to be conventional.
Primarily because all those loans have insurance on them. You cannot have any kind of loan insurance. You can have homeowners insurance, but not loan insurance like PMI or VA funding fees or USDA insurance. You can't have any insurance by Texas law. Any loan insurance on a Texas cash-out loan. So, by law, because of that decree, that law passed. It's not a decree. It's a law. You can only do a cash-out on a conventional loan. So, you don't have to have a USDA loan. You can refinance into a cash-out on a conventional loan in Texas.
But you have to have more than 20% equity.
When the loan closes, the maximum loan amount and liens in your property cannot exceed 80% of the value of the property. And that's pretty much it. So how do you do it? You call TexasLending.com or go online and apply on TexasLending.com today. One more question before the break, Tress?
Yes, here we go. Household income of $65,000 plus family of six looking for a 4 or 5 bedroom first-time buyer. Husband has a 630 credit score. Wife has 625. $36,000 in auto loans, $4,500 in medical collections, limited down payment of about $5,000. Should I be shopping to buy or wait a year to start looking? This is from Johnny in Waco. Thanks, Johnny.
Well, the thing is this. There are loans available at 630 and 625 scores. However, they are at much higher rate. The lenders that are doing them are typically going to gouge you right now in your interest rate. Because of the COVID thing, a lot of lenders are not doing credit scores below 640. Because the lenders have to pay your mortgage payment if you go into forbearance. Mm-hmm. And so, which we haven't talked about yet, but we're going to talk about when we come back after the break, the forbearance thing. The thing is, they have the credit score necessary to get into a loan typically. However, it's going to be few and far between to find an FHA loan or a good mortgage interest rate at that credit score. If they can get their scores above 650, good things are going to come their way. They can get a good mortgage. They can get a very low rate. You can probably get a rate in the low threes if their score is above 650 on an FHA loan. An FHA is going to be best for them, especially with the medical collections outstanding. Probably going to be best to try to go down that FHA line.
Need to wait until
so
it comes back.
So just work on that credit score. Get it up a little bit higher. You can also call a loan officer at TexasLending.com, and they can do the credit analyzer program through the credit bureaus that we work with. And the credit analyzer will tell us what you need to do to your credit to get the scores up. And once you do those things, then we'll have you get your, we'll get you fully approved. You have a family of six. I grew up in a family of six. I know the chaos that goes on. And there are always a chance of two of the children being thrown out the window at any given time by the children themselves and or their own decision to hopefully it's a one story. Anyway,
right?
The thing is, I know what it's like to grow in that household, so we are all on your side. Maybe not all of us are. I am on your side.
We're rooting for you.
And what's important, too, is people to realize that they need to have a mortgage credit report pulled because it's different than the Credit Karma and things that you consumer credit that you see.
Yep.
So that's why you need to call us and so you can get a true bearing of what your credit score is.
Yes. Yes. If once your score is over 650, you're going to find rates in the low threes for your mortgage. If you're going to do it right now, a loan at 620, someone's going to charge you 4.5. That's not a good long-term savings plan for you with rates where they
are. Plus, the mortgage insurance would be crazy bad.
Call TexasLending.com, 972-387-4600. Go online and apply. TexasLending.com, Tress, and Inappropriate Uncle Bubba, and me, Kevin Miller. We'll come back after these messages on 105.3 The Fan. We're back at the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show, sharing with you the glory of mortgages here on a Saturday morning. And we want to help you save money when you try to purchase, refinance, or get a home equity cash out refinance. Tress, we have text lines that are open at 972-387-4600. We want to have your questions answered, so make sure you text us now. Tell us how much money you're paying on your mortgage or what your interest rate is, and we share with you how much money you can save. Tress.
Yeah, but do get your text in now. Don't wait until 8:56 because that's when we're logging off. Okay. All right. Here we go. This person wants to know what their options are. They've been in their home for 10 years. They still have 2042 owed on 69, 4.8% rate, credit score of 660. They make $63,000 a year. Okay. Payment $695 a month. That's payment, taxes, and insurance. Can't afford a higher payment. I would like less years and or money for remodel work.
Okay. So here's the deal. They're at 4.8. They have a $69,000 mortgage. Okay.
Yeah.
And so they have 20 years left. 18 years left, looks like. Or what? 22 years left. And so $69,000 at 4.8. They want to get some money out to do some remodeling. They might be able to get, well, the thing is their loan amount, so keep that 695. Oh, wait, I thought their score was, score 660.
660.
Man, that 660 is the killer right there. The 660 is the killer. If your scores go above 680, your interest rate on a cash out to do these improvements gets much better. Okay? And so
I would try to get that score up.
So they can work on the credit score. That's something they can do. If you can get your score over 680, that's going to be a benefit to you. You can get
big
a cash
benefit
out, depending on how much your home value is worth. Does it say what it's worth? I only saw that they owe 69. I didn't see that.
No, they don't say what it's worth.
So
the more equity you have, the better. So if it's worth 200 or so, then you're
you can get a cash out here. The thing is, that's the one thing. Even if you have a 660 score, if your loan to value is going to be less than 60% of the value of the new loan amount, then your 660 score is not going to affect you. If you're going to borrow 80% of the value of your house and you have a 660 score, you're probably looking at rates in the fours right now. And so on a cash out with a 660 score, with a loan amount of $100,000 or so. I don't know how much they want to do the remodel work. If they want to put in $100,000 on the remodel, if your loan amount gets above 150, your rates get much better. Okay, on cash out. So every 20,000 below 150, your credit score, as your scores go down, your loan amounts go down, then your interest rate can be higher. And so this person's in a situation where I don't know how much equity they have, but they should call inappropriate Uncle Bubba at 972-387-4600 and ask for Gary Alexander. We're going to have to make sure downstairs they know who that is. Well, they called in and asked inappropriate Uncle Bubba, because that could be any one of our loan officers.
Okay. They're going to be like, who? We don't have anybody.
Which inappropriate
here?
Bubba? There's 40 of them here.
Trust.
Okay. Wait a second. Please hold.
Follow up.
Okay, where did he have that one, right?
Yeah. Oh, but
it's
a follow-up. Is it better to call directly or go online and apply?
Well, if you call someone directly, you get to talk to someone right now. And it's a live, they're live, and it's usually within about 10 seconds. So you can call in now, or Gary. You can call Gary.
And it would be Gary calling Gary.
Now, right after the show, Bubba's going to be over there on his phone, and make sure you call in, and he'll be able to answer your questions for you as well. But we have loan officers here, and they're ready to answer your call, and we have live receptionists. Always a live person will answer your call when you call TexasLoney.com.
Yes.
Trust.
Well, we need more texts.
Oh, you ran out?
The time to get them in.
So let's talk about that wedding destination there, huh? For my daughter.
Oh,
my gosh.
Yeah. It looks beautiful. Sounds
so
outrageous.
So you're going to go, in 2 weeks, you're going to Alaska.
Yes.
Now, has Alaska opened up?
Yes.
Did it ever shut down?
June 2nd. It opened up completely.
Oh, it opened up. It opens up on June 2nd.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was. You had to quarantine for 14 days before that.
Really?
Yep.
So everyone had to quarantine for 14 days.
We wouldn't have gone if we had to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was all waiting on that. So
the wedding is coming up.
How much is it a night to stay this place?
$3,200 a night.
So what?
You people need
but
to call.
But it sleeps 30
Gary.
People.
Oh, you get a one bedroom with 30 people?
No,
that's awkward.
There's eight bedrooms, but there's 30 beds.
Well, that's a lot of money, Bubba.
That's
well,
a lot.
Well, call our office and apply for a loan. Bubba's got a wedding to pay for. 972-387.
I have one daughter.
972-387-4600.
And she's the best.
Go online and apply at TexasLending.com.
Yes.
So, guys, we have a couple minutes left before we got to get out of here.
We want to talk about the
forbearance thing a little bit.
I've seen that twice this week.
About 10% of U.S. citizens are in forbearance. I know people who have gone into forbearance who didn't lose their job, can still afford their mortgage, but asked for forbearance anyway. And you know what? They want to refinance now, and they can't. If you go into forbearance, you can't get a loan for 12 months. Okay.
After the last date.
Yeah, after the last date of forbearance.
Yeah.
Right?
So September, you start making your payments, you can't refinance.
So if you
September.
Catch up your payments now, then you can get a loan next year. So 10% of you have thrown away the opportunity to refinance from 4.5 down to 2.5 if that's what you wanted. If you're not in forbearance, you can get that loan done with TexasSunny.com and make sure you call us. Your rates will be different depending on your credit score, your loan amount, your equity position, if you're getting escrows or not. All the different things that come into play there and what kind of loan you're going to get. There's a lot of things that come into play on your interest rate, but you're not going to be able to get those low interest rates if you've gone into forbearance. And the nice thing is you don't have to pay the payment if you're in forbearance. The bad news is you can't drop that payment several $100 a month. Trust, you have anything else?
Yeah, we have one more, and I think we have time.
Okay. Yes.
All right. Hi, I have $100,000 saved. I have a 760 credit score, and my wife and I make a combined $125,000 a year. How much home can we afford?
So the $125,000 a year for all of you at home is just over $10,000 a month in income. So they're going to be able to afford a payment easily of $3,300 a month. That's 33% of their income. So $3,300 a month. That alone would get them a loan amount of some $450,000.
They got plenty of money down.
Now, if they can get $100,000 down, they might be able to find a loan of $550,000. And to put that down payment in there and get a loan of $450,000. So
I wouldn't
there's a lot of home
available.
All
$100,000 in, you know, if that's your entire savings.
Yeah, you can get in for 5% down,
yeah,
or 10% down.
10% would be good.
And 15% down, you can do those things. But if you want to avoid PMI, that's one of your choices and options. A $500,000 loan with 20% down, it's $100,000, would get rid of the PMI and you have a $400,000 mortgage. Call TexasSunny.com. We got to get out of here, folks. Have a great Saturday. Go outside and play.
It's beautiful.
Go inside and apply online at TexasSunny.com or do it from your phone right now. Call 972-387-4600 for Tress Collins and appropriate Uncle Bubba. I am Kevin Miller saying so long from the TexasSunny.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.